Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Blessed Christmas to you all. It is good to gather with you this evening as we celebrate the incarnation of our God, God coming to live among us. Tonight we have a service of lessons and carols where we will begin at the beginning and end at the beginning of the new beginning. And so I invite you to listen for what God is speaking to you in the scriptures and in the songs and in our time as a gathered community in the name of Jesus Christ. For those of you who are here in the room, we ask that you take one of those fellowship pads that are at the ends of different rows, and maybe they didn't get moved back to the end of the row because, you know, it's been a party tonight. And let us know that you're here, if you wish. And for those of you who are on Zoom, I invite you to also let us know either in the chat or on your identifier. Let us know that you're with us as well. We sing our gathering song, Joy to the World. Jesus, the bright morning star, shines light in the world.
By day and night, he shines for all to see.
Jesus was born in the midst of injustice and poverty.
That the world may see the justice and richness of God.
God so loved the world that God sent Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world.
Jesus is the light of our lives.
Sing to God a new song.
A song of hope, joy, and peace around the world.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious God of heaven and earth, you have thrown a lifeline to us in our darkness, a beam of light that shines through Jesus. Though born in a manger, he is the firstborn of all creation. Though crucified on a cross, he is the Lord of life. Fill us with the wonder and joy of his presence in the world and in our hearts. Amen.
A reading from Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Micah. "But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, From you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majority of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace.
Reading from Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
A reading from Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they had lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but he had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
A reading from Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things in her heart and pondered them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had all been told them. Word of God, word of life.
Reading from Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at the rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
reading from John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of will or of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Earlier today, the church heard the readings for the fourth Sunday of Advent. The first reading recounted the promise to King David that his legacy would include a lineage that would extend forever. And in the gospel reading, Mary heard a promise that the Son conceived by the Holy Spirit would inherit the throne of David, and his reign would not end. Powerful promises. Earlier this evening at the 5:30 service, I spoke with the young members of the gathered community about memorable gifts. I asked all who were present to consider what gifts have memories attached to them. They may not be the best by most people's standards, but memories grab hold of people. In so many ways, they attach themselves to places, to objects, to people. Tonight, faithful Christians around the world gather to remember promises that they receive in the person of Jesus Christ. Some people struggle to trust these promises.
Some people get caught up in the busy reality of living today. Some people forget that God acts on their behalf, and whether they deserve God's gifts, God's promises or not, God has already done it. Period. For some, and especially in these holiday times, God feels so distant, so far away. So gathering to hear these stories, gathering to sing these familiar songs, gathering with people who are, well, we know them well. And yet there are others that are faces we don't know so well. And in the midst of it, there is a sense of home, of strength, of God's presence. Tonight, the reading spans so much of the story. Indeed, current scholarship reminds the faithful that starting from Zechariah's meeting with an angel, we didn't read that one tonight, to Mary's meeting with Gabriel, we did read that one, to Jesus' birth, to the arrival of the Magi, to the return to Nazareth, we didn't read that one either. These events span several years. The shepherds arrived shortly after Jesus' birth. The Magi arrived, well, a couple years later. And yet, in our hearing, the lesson started at the beginning of creation and ended with John's telling of the beginning of a new creation. In the Word become flesh. In all of this, each one who gathers in person or online receives assurance, promise, truth that God is with us. God comes down. Not one of us is alone. God chooses to dwell among us. God meets us where we are with our exuberant joy and activity, and in our grieving, in our hope for peace, in our struggle to trust the goodness of humanity, wherever each one finds themselves. God reminds us that God is with us. Emmanuel.
Let us pray responsibly. It is you, loving God, who lights our path with truth.
Your word, Jesus, is truth.
In his light, draw all to the manger.
Together in wonder with the shepherds.
In his light, draw all to the manger. In his light, draw all to the manger.
To sing for joy with the angels.
In the brightness of his life,
cast away the darkness of injustice, poverty, and hunger in the world.
It is you, loving God, who meets us on our way.
In the light of Jesus, show the world the way of life. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
Also with you.
Thank you. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks. He broke it. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power,
glory to God in the highest. Come to the table of peace.
Praise to the Father.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and preserve you in eternal life.
Amen.
God, our Redeemer, you have fed us at this table with gifts of grace, truth, and life. As you have gathered us in joy, send us forth as messengers of your peace. Make us shine with the good news of your glory, born to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Welcome. Welcome, Jesus Christ, our infant Savior, baby who makes every birth holy. May we, who like the shepherds have witnessed in the stable a new kind of love, return to your work with joy. May we, for whom the heavens have opened to proclaim that God is with us, we who have fed on living bread and drunk the wine of heaven, go out to be instruments of your peace day by day. We sing. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God, all creatures here below.
You are the shepherds telling the story.
We tell it in the streets and across the land.
You are the wise ones worshiping with thanksgiving.
We worship with gifts of song and service, talents and treasures.
You are the angels announcing peace.
We live with joy and go now in peace.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Thank you.
Christ the Savior is born. Go in peace, proclaim the good news.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.